Well, thanks for joining me as we start through a new devotional series, a fascinating book of Ecclesiastes. This book was written by King Solomon, a man who had everything the world could offer. He had wisdom, he had wealth, power, pleasure, you name it, Solomon had it. And if he wanted something he didn't have, he could just order it up like we would order an overnight shipment on Amazon. And yet, here's how he started this kind of a journal, Ecclesiastes 1, 1 and 2. The words of the preacher, the son of David, the king in Israel, vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. The man who had it all concluded he had nothing at all. He determined that life's possessions and pursuits were vanity of vanities. A search for anything worthwhile came to a screeching halt at the dead end of meaningless. The Hebrew word for vanity is the word hebel, and it means a breath or a vapor. So Solomon's saying life is like a breeze that blows on your face. It's like a puff of wind that is quickly experienced, leaving little trace that it was ever there. But Solomon's journey is not hopeless. His questions and his quests drive him to look deeper into the things the world offers but can't really offer. At the end of his spiritual digging, he hits divine bedrock. God is the foundation, he learns, of meaning and purpose and eternal life. God's love delivered his son to the cross where our sins were paid for in full. The answer to life's confusion and struggles is Jesus. And we're going to find Jesus throughout this book. I trust you've already found him and call him Lord. If you haven't, man, I pray that you find him during this devotional time in Ecclesiastes. Heavenly Father, I bring all my questions, all my searches, all my confusion and doubt, and I lay it before you. Take the time to do that right now. Even when I know Jesus, I can still run after things the world presents as compelling and attractive, so easily fall for the fake. Lord, forgive me. Take the time to ask God to forgive you for chasing the things of the world. Father, your word is clear that temporal things rust, rot, and decay. Even when I finally grasp what I've been chasing, the emptiness doesn't go away. So today, give me the focus and strength to pursue the eternal. Who you are, the eternal one, and where you are. Help me to do things that last for eternity. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.